phone bank anyway, and how to let them know about that. And, you know, as usual, I thought about all the stuff except the thing that happened, which was when it came to the time to sign in, I couldn't get into Zoom. So the woman that was co-hosting the phone bank with me was actually the Zoom host, because she has a pro account. And she, so she was in the meeting and other people were in the meeting, and we had speakers. We had like, my congressman was coming, and a delegate from Baltimore, and the vice president of our city council here. So there were a lot of things going on. I had to share a PowerPoint and a video, and I couldn't get in. So panic. And you're probably thinking, why didn't she just reboot her computer? Which turned out to solve the problem, but it took a while. And in the meantime, the whole first 45 minutes when we were in Zoom, I was joining by phone. And it wasn't until people dispersed to go off and make their calls that I realized that what I should have done is reboot. And so I rebooted the computer. It took about 15 minutes for the thing to come back, but I had no trouble getting into Zoom after that. Which just goes to show, whatever.
And can you say it again? She hosted another meeting, or what? Or what?
My friend Judy, my neighbor, she was hosting the Zoom meeting because she has a pro account, so we wouldn't get cut off. But I was the host of the event, the political activist event, which was called the House Party / Phone Bank. And the day before, I was obsessing about how to make the PowerPoint work. And I called Vance, and he was watching the sunset. And I put out an SOS, and Michael joined me. Thank you, Michael. And we were able to work that out, except since I wasn't in Zoom on my computer, I couldn't share the PowerPoint. But what I did...
Was she hosting another meeting, or why couldn't
she
get in?
No, she was hosting that meeting. I couldn't get in because my computer crashed. I guess I had been on Zoom all day for two other events, and I guess my computer had had enough. It's like, I'm not doing this anymore. So I just needed to reboot. So
the thing is also because you cannot host two Zoom meetings on one computer.
No, I know that.
Otherwise, you can join a Zoom meeting.
No, I couldn't join, Heike. It kept saying launching, 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 and I was never able to join.
And did you not think of joining by mobile phone?
Yes, I did that, but I didn't have the possibility. I mean, I had no idea how to share the PowerPoint. I guess I could have done it. The PowerPoint is in Google, in my drive, so I could have done it, but I didn't know how to do it. I hadn't practiced that. So what I did was email the PowerPoint to one of the speakers. She ran the slides and I talked. It was like webheads always say, if something can go wrong, it will. And always have a plan B and C and D. So I had a B, but I didn't have a C. And it never occurred to me that I wouldn't be able to get into the meeting and everybody else would. So that was fun. But we made a bunch of calls. We'll do it again. Welcome to everybody that's arrived, Alicia and Maha.
I've had trouble before when I got in. I'm the host. I'm supposed to run the meeting, but it recognizes my Firefox, but not my Chrome. So I switched over from Firefox to Chrome because my computer is old and Firefox was blanking it out. I just started using Chrome, and I go into Zoom and it doesn't recognize me. It says, wait for the host. I said, wait a minute, I'm the host, you know, like, you know, let me in. I'm
you're
running
not logged
this
in.
Meeting, you know, and all my people are waiting for me, but I'm on Chrome and I have to get out of Chrome, get back into Firefox, And then it recognizes me. Oh, yeah, you're the guy that started this meeting. So, okay, you can get in there. You know, it took me 20 minutes to figure out that the problem was I was in Chrome and not in Firefox. So all kinds of stuff can happen.
Yeah, there. Sometimes the explanation is pretty simple, like for me, just reboot. But in the heat of the moment, you just panic and don't think of it.
Yeah, Heiken, I've been trying to address some of these issues.
The biggest question I asked here, why did we have to upgrade to version 5.0? Is there anything new? Oh, grab.
Yeah. Boy, he's got a virtual foreground. That's cool. Oh. I don't
Hi,
know.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
I had a haircut.
Yeah, I can understand if you're a little embarrassed.
This is the reason for 5.0.
It's a bad hair day for Graham.
Definite bad hair day or bad fur day.
That is so wonderful. How on earth do you do this?
It's a secret, Heike.
I'd let you know the secret. This is so sweet.
Yeah.
We can play 20 questions if you like.
Yes, please.
Okay, you know how it works. I can answer yes or no.
Are you a puppet?
No, I'm not a puppet.
This is a Snapchat.
I have no other questions. I can't
think
of any.
Is it a plug-in?
Did you say no? It's not Snapchat.
No, it's... Oh, I don't know. He said no, it's not a puppet.
Okay.
It's not a puppet. Yes, it is a plugin.
It's Snapchat plugin.
No, it's nothing to do with Snapchat.
Okay.
Is it a Zoom plugin?
Part of the software has a plugin that allows you to use it with Zoom and other video conferencing platforms such as Teams.
This is a Logitech feature.
No,
art.
So that was art a statement. She got away with that. It was a statement. It doesn't count as a question.
Do I have to pay €5 for every no?
No. Another question.
If you want to pay €5 for every question, that's fine. You can donate the money to charity, the charity of your choice.
So brilliant.
That's only five questions. You've got 15 more.
Well, anybody else chip in, please?
Is Art of the Software the name that you gave us?
Which name was that?
Art of the Software?
No. I meant Part of the Software. It's a plugin.
Part of the Software.
The software is a video conferencing software. No, it has to do with the webcam, right?
That's two questions, Heike. So that's seven questions so far.
Expensive.
But I'll answer them.
As a teacher.
Is it video conferencing software? Not really. It's webcam software.
It's webcam software, okay.
Is it free?
No, it isn't free, unfortunately.
Forget it.
Are we interested at this point?
I don't know. You tell me. I can't know if you're interested, Vance.
Oh,
I'm a cat. I can't read minds.
Well... Vance, you're a cat herder.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's a good one. I think Graham is trying to take my position. He's trying to take over this group.
Heard me, Vance.
No, I think trying he to take wants over the group, definitely Graham? Be in the group.
No, I'm just trying to aim for herd immunity.
Okay, phase rig?
Yes, it is, Heike.
Woohoo! Yay!
Is it what, Heike?
Phase rig?
Face rig.
Face rig.
We'll put it in the chat.
Okay, Heike, you have to put this in the chat, or Grant, somebody does.
Face
rig. Face rigged.
I put in Google, Graham Stanley looks like a furry cat, and this is what came up. No, I'm kidding.
I'm infamous already.
Yeah. Well, at least it looks
anyway,
better than
I
your
didn't
haircut.
Want to disrupt your conversation.
That is so lovely.
Just totally took it over. I can't even remember what we were talking about.
It's a new form of Zoom bombing, Vance.
Sorry? I have a question, Graham. Did you have a choice of fur color? Could you have been a long-haired cat, a short-haired cat, a black and white cat?
I can change my appearance.
Yes,
would
please.
Would you like to see
please,
another animal?
Yes, please. Yes, a dinosaur.
Yeah, why not?
A dinosaur, like okay, coming up. Your wish is my command.
Oh, lovely.
In Second Life, he used to turn up as an ape. We loved his ape avatar, honestly.
While he's doing that, Michael, what are you up to these days? Yep, you, Michael.
Looking for a face rig.
Ah, why not? It should be some sort of sea creature.
I found that the cost is...
Ooh, look at that beautiful dinosaur.
Alicia?
Oh, my gorgeous. Goodness.
I'm glad he didn't do that first.
Nice.
So, sweet.
Alicia, what were you saying?
That I found out that the cost is $15.
Oh, okay. So you pay $10 and you get various creatures you can be.
Forever or $10 a month?
I don't know.
Forever and ever.
Maybe Graham knows. Hello, everyone. I had to make it through my phone because my computer didn't allow me. And I updated. I don't know.
Yeah, I did too. It keeps asking me to update, but I've updated already, I think. So, and it let me in, so...
Yeah, but I don't know what happens that I had to. I finally said go first and try then through my mobile, and it worked.
Okay, well, good.
Alicia, what country are you in?
I am in Uruguay.
Uruguay.
Yes, I had the pleasure to share for some years.
Donald Trump.
Oh, God, take him away. Take him away. I can't bear to be in the same room with him.
Sorry, Alicia, we're having a blast of our lifetime.
Yes.
And when you swipe, you can see Graham Stanley on his funny face.
Yes, I know. I'm looking at him. I know. That's wonderful.
You have to do the mouth like, Can you do the mouth like he does? Now, this is awesome because it does actually do facial expressions, right? You're doing this in real time, Graham.
Fantastic.
Yes, it has face recognition and expression recognition. And if I move my head...
You're going to Twitter ban in a minute.
Moves as well.
What about if you raise your arms?
No, it doesn't. It only maps my face.
It's amazing.
So I can't raise my arms.
So you're actually wearing a coat and a red tie.
Exactly.
I think that Randy Rainbow should start using this.
Yeah, that's a good one, Graham. I like that one.
No, please don't leave that one. Be something more pleasant. I think about Donald Trump too much as it is.
Yeah, you're right.
It ruins
it's
my
very
day.
Disturbing. What kind of world will we live in that me looking like Donald Trump is worse than me looking like a dinosaur?
Yeah.
Indeed. You can say that again.
Could you be Boris?
I don't have everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Boris the dog.
Much better.
Oh,
Boris
I like
husky.
The husky.
All right.
Let's see what kind of facial expressions the husky can do.
Just opening of the mouth, I think. I can blink my eyes.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
close my
you
eyes.
Can prick your ears?
Prick your ears.
How I haven't developed that ears? Trick as a human, so I don't think I could do it as a dog.
But you're doing it.
So gorgeous.
Good cute. Dog. Good dog. That's cool. But the dog's name is Donald Trump.
Yeah, I need to change that.
So I wanted to remind everybody that you could, if you want, rename yourself to include the place where you are.
Yeah. Now, back to my question now. You get 20 guesses why we have to update to Zoom.5.0. 20, and every no gets a €5 for a good cause.
No, and the thing is that why could I enter through my mobile and I couldn't, and I updated both, I don't know, through my computer.
Yeah, I updated on the laptop, but I haven't updated on my phone. Do you think I need to do that separately, or you didn't need to, Alicia?
No, I think that maybe, yes, I think you need to do it in both places, but I don't know. Now I restarted my computer, and then I check what's wrong, if it can, because as I give my classes, I was wondering what this. So there we have a live cat.
Oh, that's sweet. And Michael, you never got a chance to talking.
Yes, Michael, how are you doing?
My cat do the talking. I thought it might try and, you know, get friendly with husky Stanley down there.
Husky Stanley is smiling.
This cat actually watches television. She actually is watching you.
Oh, wow, sweet.
The other cat we have doesn't seem to even acknowledge the screen's existence. This one knows all about screens and follows things, as you can see.
He looks at, all right, looks at the screen.
In fact,
is she looking specifically at the dog?
You know, they see where you're looking and they get in the way. That's what cats
Now let's see what the cat does when we put Husky on spotlight video. Spotlight video pushes actually from gallery view to a large view. Vance, can you do this? Can you do Husky spotlight on spotlight?
Video? I have I've been switching from gallery view to speaker view, but I don't see.
No, but you can push it to the audience, for the audience, by selecting Husky's spotlight video in the settings of the webcam.
Spotlight.
Just a note here. I'm looking on my phone.
Yeah, now
there's spotlight video.
Yeah, we all see Husky large now.
That looks very nice.
Michael, what's the cat doing? Is she disappearing now?
I see that the Graham got the ear movements down. Yeah.
She's moved to the side, but she's looking.
Let's see, we'll spotlight the cat.
The cat disappeared, look.
Oh no.
She's just moved off camera. She's watching the dog.
You've got she didn't want to be quite so them. Close.
So how do you get to move your ears, Graham? You have no idea.
I can't move them.
Why does the dog move them?
How do I unspotlight Graham? Cancel the spotlight view. Okay, there we go.
So Vance, how did you do that? How did you basically change to speaker view on my screen instead of just yours?
Spotlight view, I guess.
Yes. And we have to all go back to gallery view ourselves. So the spotlight view pushes the speaker view to everyone, but we have to switch back to gallery ourselves.
Is that available on basic accounts or only pro?
No, everything, basic yeah. accounts.
Really? I never saw that.
Yeah, no, you can see it in the webcam of that person if you're the host. You have this option. Look at Husky.
Ah.
My word.
Okay, here we go. Here we go, folks. Prepare to be. I think we have a bomber. We have a bomber among us. Yes, we do. Oh, it's a bomber. Oh, my goodness. How did he get in? I like it. Yeah. No, hang on a minute. I think I recognize that person. That looks like Graham. That's Graham Stanley. Yes, I think so. I think it looks very much like Graham Stanley without the paint.
No, I don't look like this.
Oh.
Usually, anyway.
Oh, okay.
I bet you wish you did.
I tell you what, this picture goes on the document, how to prevent Zoom bombing.
Yep, yep. I'm afraid we've had our, yep, Zoom bombing. Punk is with us now. Somehow he snuck in.
Let's see if I can do a really scary face.
Oh, yeah. Yes, please. Oh, yeah. Open mouth and white eyes.
Yeah. Ah, cool.
I love this, it.
Just following your face. That's really nice. Yeah.
I am loving it.
Okay, well, I think you've sold
us. I don't think he's listening to us.
I'm not listening to you.
Oh, okay. In that case, we'll put you back on gallery view.
Can you do the scary face one more time, please?
Okay. We'll make one more time.
I missed it.
Okay, let's see. Put it back on spotlight view. There we go.
He seems to have a problem with the scary face. Oh, yeah, the eyes are wonderful. Yeah. That is fantastic.
Hurry up, hiker. I can't keep my eyes wide open and mouth wide open for very long.
But that's just adorable. Thank you so much.
Yes. Okay. Thank you,
Graham. I got it. I got a good shot of that one.
It would be in the various recordings. Oh, it's on Facebook right now. Ooh, it's cool, huh? Let's see. Yeah. Oh, well, anyway. Great Zoom bombing.
People on Facebook, can they talk in this conversation or just listen?
No, they can text chat.
Okay. With us.
Yes.
I managed entering from my laptop. So now I'm asking permission. So then I leave.
Goodness. Maru is out there waiting. I had sort of missed it. I was so focused on Graham. Okay.
It's hard not to be.
Yeah, I know. It's distracted me from sorry, Maru. We were looking at Graham. I hope you were following the stream.
Good one.
Let me see if I put it on speaker view. We have another Zoom bomber.
Yeah.
No, he's just over there. Okay.
Oh, distinguished gentleman.
We have a second Alicia. I remember Oh, this is Maru. Hi, Maru. How are you?
Hi. I left the other meeting from my mobile.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's more comfortable from here.
Yeah, okay. All right. Let me see if I put on a speaker view. Okay. I want to see what happens.
Maru Del Campo, it is so great to see you here.
Yes, I'm very happy to see you too.
You're muted.
You have to unmute. So long, Maru. How are you? This is Alicia. I'm glad to see you.
I can't hear Maru. Can you, Alicia?
Yeah, I can hear her, but very low voice.
She's closer to Uruguay than she is to Maryland. That may not be
true. I think, you know, sometimes these speakers, right, so to have headphones, it reduces the volume. So maybe, Maru, you can. Maybe it's better.
Very slightly.
Very slightly.
Oh, no, that's better. Yes, it's better. Yeah.
I learned the other day that if you have your speaker volume turned up to maximum, that you will get feedback. Bad idea, never more than 80%. Mm-hmm. But that's okay. Not the problem today.
So nice, I made it. It's too early for me.
Oh. What time is it there?
It's seven in the morning, but seven. I usually go to bed at 2.
Ah.
So it's a very short time.
Ah.
Yeah, really. On Saturday nights, you have to go to bed early.
On Saturday night, I have to learn to go to bed early to be here.
Yeah, okay. I'm also playing with Facebook and seeing that I can manipulate the, let's see, for example, let's see, I can put the Graham's distinguished, oh, Graham's changed his, let's see, I'll spotlight his video. Oh, nice.
Wow.
I don't know, it doesn't look like Graham's haircut. I don't know, Graham. I don't know how long you're going to stay involved in your social networks if you keep this up.
What are you trying to say, Hans?
I was just, I don't know, nothing really. I really like your the way you grace your social networks. I think that's what I meant to say.
This is too funny.
Yeah.
I'm now watching the stream at the same time, though.
Oh, okay, yeah. But you can't watch it at the same time because there's a delay. But
well,
approximately the same time. Right
now, you can do whatever you like, right? So yeah. Can anybody explain the science behind why you can't sing in a Zoom choir?
Oh, it's terrible. I want to do that, too.
I can.
Because it cancels out the mic, doesn't it? When one person speaks, it blocks out the sound in the other mics.
Yeah, I don't think right? So, because everybody talks at the same time. But there's a lag, so everybody's in different places in the song.
That's probably what it is.
But why is there a lag? What is responsible for the lag?
The hops that the, not the hops that you drink in your beer, but the hops that you, that your voice makes in satellites as it moves from one computer to the other.
I can explain a little bit how to avoid the lag if you like.
Great.
And sure. I can also tell you why we have a lag. It's because we sing when we hear somebody. And if that person, the voice that we hear is only half a second delayed, could be, then we automatically tune into that half a second, producing another half a second for that other person to pick it up, who then responds again in the same way. This is why there's a lag. And there's, I kept saying for many years, we cannot sing together. I tried it many times in Second Life and in video conferencing. I always kept saying we cannot sing together until I watched a VR chat karaoke event. And the minute when you actually see the video and hear the tune from the video, which everybody hears the same time, then you can sing with the video together with the others. And this way you can sing together. It has to be that way.
So you have to have a video or an audio.
You have to have the music or the karaoke is a typical. Yeah. So if I was to play a video here and everybody receives that video again in the half a second delay, whatever, but we all sing along with this one tune. And this is how the choir, the sound gets together in as one.
Thank you.
That's why bands have drummers.
So all you need is a band on recording. And you have your chorus.
Correct.
Have you all seen the wonderful TED Talk called A Virtual Choir? Oh, it's really wonderful. It's Eric.
Could you share Whitaker. The link? I'd love to.
I won't share the link because I'm lazy. But Eric Whitaker, Virtual Choir. If you put that into the TED search. He has a couple of talks, and you want the first one, where he describes how he became a composer and a choral conductor, and how he formed the first virtual choir. It's just delicious, one of my favorite talks ever. I'll go find the link to the right one, because otherwise you might watch another one first. I'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
Okay.
There are other more technical issues that can explain what goes on with audio lag. I mean, what Heike was suggesting, I guess, works. But partly it's a function of your sound card. The better sound card you have on your computer, and the more likely you are to get a synchronous experience with audio. And I've learned recently, because I was trying to do this, play music with other people on tools like Zoom, and it's virtually impossible because that lag just makes it annoying. Unless you have an audio interface controller, which is another piece of hardware that you plug in to your computer that talks to your sound card and manages that process for you. So there are, and that's when you watch people with, you know, home studios, well-known musicians who are, you know, they've got the money and the expertise and the technical help. When you see them playing together in different rooms, that's what they've got. They've got all this extra stuff that costs quite a lot of money and quite a lot of technical expertise to set it up. But that there are other more expensive, complicated ways of getting your audio in sync. It's actually quite difficult for computers to do it. And there's also, if you remember learning Blackboard Collaborate, and I was thinking of Learning Times, because in those days, I mean, the audio in Collaborate was fantastic, much better than this. And we could, because it was designed to accommodate that lag, whereas this tool is simpler and not. So even within the webcasting area, you will get better tools at handling the latency.
But in
can you mention again the type of hardware that you need? Can you write that in a text chat if you could? I'm asked all of these questions all the time.
Audio interface controllers.
What I've seen other people do is, if they're playing with one other person, then the person who is leading, for example, turns off their microphone, or rather turns off their speakers, and then the other one plays along to that person and broadcasts. That's what Steve Naive does. Steve Naive is Elvis Costello's keyboard player, and every day he does like a something called an improvisation session, and he has people join him, and basically he turns off their ability to listen. They lead and he plays along.
I like this Webed Soldier. I'm going to steal it for one of our covers, our Facebook covers. Cool. Okay, Graham, you're back in my good graces again. You're integrating well with your social network.
And Graham, can you write down the name and the way he does it in text? Yeah, I'd really appreciate it.
I'll add a link to his page, and you can just watch one of them, where he has a collaborator.
Thank you so much.
Is that Graham?
Yes, this is Graham Stanley.
Yes, he just got a haircut.
He's changed a bit in the last couple of weeks.
Quite changed.
Yes.
It's Mexico, you know.
he's
quarantined.
He has to wear a hat because of
his
haircut.
A little boy playing with a toy.
Yeah. Hi.
I thought it was a bug spray or something.
No, I mean the toy is face rig. That's the toy.
Hey.
I can't Lena. Believe I'm looking at you. Just can't.
Shay Stanley.
Maru, how is your husband?
My husband, he's doing fine.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah, he was kicked out from work in not a very nice manner. But the benefit was that he's not in front of computers so much. So his eyes are kind of stable. That's fine. It's a good outcome for me. So we're happy.
Sometimes bad things turn into good things.
Yeah. And now with this, whether we have to be everyone at home, most of my friends said, oh, I have my husband 24/7. And I'm like, I've been like that for a year. So this is not a result of the virus. This is from before. So
right.
we were arranged nicely when things happen. And that's fine.
Retirement has the same result. That's when I guess you figure out if you actually like this person that you're married to or don't.
Yeah, of course.
What's the pandemic situation in Mexico? Do you have many cases? Are they still rising?
I think we are just starting. We are now over 100, no, 400 per day. But people's going out. And tomorrow, people will go out with permission of the government. So they ended the
lockdown.
The confinement. Confinement was ended. And
why did they do that?
I don't know. I don't understand, really, because there's a lot of things going on. But people went out. There are a lot of pressures from outside. And the president say yes, go out, and that's it. But
are people wearing masks?
There's a lot of people that want to go out, that need to go out. We have there's much, how can I say, poverty. People need to eat, to go out. Those are the ones that are out. And the situation is that then, I think we will come to hard times. It's still not hit here yet.
I saw an article in the Washington Post, I think, today. I haven't read it, but the headline was that South America was set to become the next big hotspot.
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
Alicia, how about Uruguay?
Hello. So Uruguay looks like an example nowadays to
how to do it or of how not to do it. Like the United States.
Because of the results, the good results, right? There was not a compulsory confinement. So it was addressed to the people of responsibility and many messages. Sent the president speaking at the very first day, every day, about it and showing his involvement and all the ministries and everything. And the people, well, responded, and that is shown in the results, right? Until now, we have had 22 deaths.
Wow.
And yes, and then until now, no? For 2 months and a half, over it's going to be 3 months. And then every day there are few new cases. What it happened is now in the border with Brazil, a city, now appeared more cases, but I mean, in one day it was like, for us, it was terrible that appeared 18. That was too much, right, for just in the news for us. But that is was because of, well, we have borders that are dry borders. So then the people live and work, live in Rivera, that is the border with Brazil, but work, many people working on the border of Brazil. So they, those people are allowed to come and go. But then the president went this week, right, twice, and also, well, so he, by his involvement as well, is showing, I don't know, all the support and responsibility to the population. So schools will start little by little. And they have worked through Ceibal, right? You heard about Ceibal, right, plan. So many, but anyway, it still showed that people who had low level, right, they were not able to enter the platform. There were many out. So again, it shows about the differences in, so those people who also need more education weren't able to access, right, this month, to education. So that's why the president started with some rural schools and nothing happened. And now there are in June, as from Monday, some will start, then on the 15th, and then at the end of the month. That is the, so little by little and analyzing results, right? There was some evidence that for me was important that the construction started like a month and a half ago, and I thought that it would have been chaotic, but no case came out, right? So they follow all the sanitary instructions and everything. So, well, so we are managing the situation well, and then tourism is started, but inside the country, and so little by little, but many people without jobs from one day to another.
It's so incongruous to listen to you talking about the situation and then to see Graham in his new
person.
Yeah. Graham, nice lady. Distracting me.
He's a nice lady.
I'm getting speed shots here.
All right. So is it difficult to just be in live through Facebook, Ben? Or is it easier through Zoom?
To broadcast, to stream through Facebook?
Yes.
Oh, it's quite easy.
Yeah. Quite easy?
Yeah. Oh, actually, I've just written up something that explains how to do it. I'll put the link in the text chat.
Thank you.
Let me just get in this... just playing around with
Alicia, what is your school year in Uruguay? Are you at the end of the school year or the beginning of it?
No. We were starting in March. Uh-huh. So then it was just maybe a few days and then everything closed, right? From one day on the 13th of March. It was a stop, right? So when the first four cases appeared, the government decided to stop everything, right? Not compulsory in the way of people being out or not, but very strong announcements, and then people understood what was happening around, the world. So all public places closed, right? And all schools closed. And well, construction, it was at the moment that they gave some days from the annual holidays. So combined with something, because it's a strong union, so it's difficult sometimes to manage them. So it was a combination of things that made us stay like a month without jobs. And so then when they came back, we were like I don't know, thinking what was going to happen, but nothing happened because they follow the rules.
And yeah, it's ironic that when you do this thing and it works, then people feel like, well, it wasn't necessary.
It was. It depends about the education, a lot about education. Our country is small, it's not big, so maybe cannot be done in every with the same situation everywhere, right? But it was like an example for, I don't know, of the education. And then what we also did with the Greg Mortimer, I don't know if you heard around the well, it was a cruise ship that came from the south of Argentina, and there were people who bored, and they had the coronavirus, so then it was spread inside of the cruise ship. Mm. And none of the countries around wanted to give help, and we actually helped them, right? So we send them doctors, nurses, and everything to evaluate the situation. We let them stay 20 kilometers from our port, and then it was very risky and very courageous, right, from doctors that they volunteer to go on board and everything. And that evaluation, there was one that was in hospital and unfortunately died, but only one. And then the others, well, at least they separated. And then we made like a sanitary corridor, and the ones that were okay, they were able to return their country. So it was something like a miracle for them that we arranged everything. And they were from New Zealand, Australia, some Americans, and then the others, I don't remember the ones. So the ones that stay until it was a week ago or 10 days that the cruise ship finally left our country, but it was here mm-hmm. for 2 months. And then they allow the cruise ship come to our port, and finally it was the crew that was inside that then it was also divided and sent to 2 hotels, the ones with coronavirus, the one without coronavirus, and we host them until like few days ago that they left back on board the cruise ship. But it was chaotic for them, and it was wonderful the reaction of our country to make them feel confident and happy and with a right envision a future. Because I've heard that there, I don't know now, but in, for example, in Florida, there were many cruise ships with similar situation that they were there outside and people without receiving help.
Alicia.
Yeah.
I also read that it was a wedding that was held in Carrasco that caused the main number of cases in Uruguay. That was someone who came back from Italy and actually held a party when she was infected. Is that right?
Yeah, it's perfect, it's correct. It was one lady that came from Italy. She's quite famous and not much more, but in a bad way. Her image was spoiled, obviously. That she came from Italy and she had it, but she wasn't sure enough. And that was on a wedding that she went on the very first days of March at Carrasco, play in a Carrasco area, and then that was the start of the pandemic, right? It was through her. And then appeared some others that also had travel, right? You know that at the beginning, this pandemic, it was associated with people with money, right? People who could travel, but knowing the low-level areas, right? We practically don't have, right, anyone infected in low-level areas. So, and also then it was spotted in neighborhoods. There were only 3 neighborhoods where there were more cases with coronavirus. And it was related to also one of the most wealthy.
Can I ask a question? Who do you think on a world scale is actually reporting corona cases and corona deaths accurately? What do you think?
No, we have every day. We have reports through the Ministry of Health.
No, I'm talking about the world scale. You know, we've been watching the world scale.
Yes.
And obviously, in the beginning, people felt China was lying. Now we feel Russia is lying. Now Brazil, and there's so many cases like where they corrected the number of deaths afterwards because they didn't count those in the nursing homes. And France has a very bad reporting system and on. What do you think? Which country is the one that most honestly and most truly reports the cases and the deaths, do you think?
Aika, I think we'll only know afterwards. For example, in the UK, my brother had the coronavirus, and we suspect my mother has had it as well. But they haven't been counted because they haven't been tested.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of cases where people have had it, but actually haven't been counted.
Right.
And then there are other cases where they're only counting people who are sort of get to hospital. Like in Mexico.
Right.
So in other words, we expect there's about 8 times the more cases in Mexico than are actually being counted.
Yes, that's difficult with big countries, obviously. As I said, we are small and our aim is to test around 1,000 people per day. But the thing is, there are protocols, right? If you have fever, so to report, and then depending on the situations, they send doctors. So there are different protocols. But it's true that many times, and we think that in Brazil, with how they treated at the beginning, it would be very difficult to actually know how many they are, right? And maybe in the States and so on.
Yeah, there's a problem of not having enough tests. And then people who die in nursing homes or people who die at home or people who died before anybody was thinking about this, those people are not counted.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I know that's true in the United States. In France, for example, my cousin and her mother had it. But they were never tested, so I'm sure they don't appear in the figures. They just wrote it out at home, and then there are all the people that have it and they're asymptomatic and they never get counted either.
There was an article in today's Guardian newspaper that said there's a theory that up to 50% of people are asymptomatic.
But the big question is, and I think nobody knows this yet, having had it, are people immune? If so, how long? That's
the problem.
$64,000 question.
The other thing, what is emerging now is the statistics that they can do afterwards. For example, that what they're looking at is the average rate of deaths in any given months of the year. And for example, in Bergamo, when Bergamo reported thousands of deaths, they looked at afterwards at the statistics of how many deaths are on average in the month of March in Bergamo. And they found that the difference of the official numbers to the above average number of deaths was it was almost like double. And that's just Bergamo, which is where everybody's looked at. The attention of the whole world was at the very beginning. We heard of China. The statistics that they're saying is that they estimate it wasn't 4,000, it was 40,000. And they guessed that according to the 8 funeral, where the people were allowed to pick up the ashes of their deceased relatives in the time. And they were saying there were 8 stations, and they were looking at the boxes, the amount of boxes displayed in each of the stations, and the amount of people as they were walking in and out. And remember, in China, ancestor worship is a religion. So if they can't get the ashes of their deceased ones, this is a very sensitive topic. And yet, nobody afterwards, you know, reevaluated these figures. And Germany, they also looked at how many deaths on average per month happened over the last 20 years, and then compared it to the death rates in this month. But they can only do it post month. Obviously, they can only look at it once it's over. And so, yeah, that's the only way of knowing, really. And it's not talking about the cases. And funny enough, to be honest, also, this is why, oh, this is so sweet, Graham. It turns out so sweet. Oh, that's Vicky now. That's Vicky. Vicky, though.
Yeah.
She's, no, he Hi, made everybody. Out.
Vicky is here.
I'm on my spaceship.
Now that's the background, Vicky, but what Graham has, he has face rig.
Oh, yes, I've seen that. I have already
He's making
checked
out,
it out
to be you at the moment. He's a
I've
fake
checked it out already.
Fake attendee.
Yeah, he started impersonating people now. I'm telling
you. Yeah. So, I got the gorgeous face rig madness on.
Fake Vicky. It's called fake.
No, just saying that, sorry, just to close that one sentence, because I don't even think that Germany is particularly very good at that. But the one thing is now happening is churches have opened up and restaurants have opened up. And now we're hearing of cases in one restaurant of 150 infected due to a family gathering. 150 new cases in one restaurant alone. The restaurant owner, it was a closed, it was a really a family event, a closed group of people getting together mm-hmm. for, I don't know, some celebration. And afterwards, 150 new cases came out of it. And two church gatherings, again, in high numbers, the cases that came out of it. So these are just a few spotlights that they've been discovering right now. As the country is opening up, and of course the attention is very, very high on those spotlights where things are opening up. So, I don't think it's over, to be honest.
No, I don't think it's over either. And over here, the school's closed. We gather inside, we confined ourselves the 14th of March. our mom is living with us now. She's 82. She goes or attended a daycare. Well, not care. It's like a club. And they kept going. And I was like, oh, God, I don't want her to go. Well, anyway, they close Friday, the same week. And the poor things are alone. The teachers jumped to give them lessons this week. So all of them, the members of the club, senior club, are on his own at home. Kids are doing the homework, they're working. And curiously, Mexico adopted Carla Arena's model for G Suite. So I'm a freelancer. I don't have access to the Ministry of Education programs. But from my cousins that are teachers, I saw the pages, and it's the same model that Cara used. So when it was presented, people from Google, and I just talked to Carla, and she says that yes, it is her model. It was translated to Spanish. All the programs, the Mexico programs were inside, and this is what it's being used this week for the general education. And yeah, the ministry opted or chose that model, and it's very good. It's paying attention to emotions, and it's very complete. Kids are very nice, but the problem is with the senior people. The computer is busy, mom is busy, dad is working from home too, and they are on his own, on their own, with no one, no activity, not even in their phones, because there isn't. So,
and can I ask a question to everyone here in the audience? Because we have Dilip Bharat's event is on this coming on the 3rd of June, and I was wanting to put together a little idea of how many countries have actually had the kids being taught at home synchronously, like using Zoom, using Adobe Connect or whatever. How many countries have had this, and versus countries who actually just had the kids, like send the kids homework via email and then had the parents to deal with it? So how many countries represented here? Just a little bit, just to get an idea for the event on Wednesday. I kind of promised to give a little bit of an overview over Europe, which I'm not sure I'm getting together. But how many countries that you know of has actually been in the position to teach the kids live online synchronously some school curriculum?
We do have, yes. But the same, it also depends on the connectivity and the laptops so we have like this, the program that is one laptop per child, but sometimes the kids don't, if it's broken or if they lost it, and also depends on the connectivity at home that we cannot request them to have to pay something that they can afford. So that's why they have it at school. But universities, private schools, schools from Ceibal, they have continued with that. But anyway, it was not everyone, right? But 5%.
In Argentina, it depends, it heavily depends on a few factors. One is the geographical location of the school and connectivity. So if we talk about Buenos Aires and the big cities, many schools have been doing synchronous teaching because the technology has allowed them to do that. In many other remote areas, this has been much more difficult. So they have had to find other options. Myself, I work in a privileged school in the middle of Buenos Aires with high class students. So all of them have a computer and an internet connection or a mobile phone. So we have been teaching synchronously and asynchronously both. But it depends on the type of school too and the realities of the students, really. Many families share only one device for, I don't know, 3 or 4 children. And so it's quite impossible to pretend or to ask them or demand that they can be online at a certain time. You know, it's not that easy.
In Qatar, I don't have much experience here, but in Qatar, my grandchildren are actually getting online lessons through Zoom. And sometimes Bobby reads stories and makes videos so kindergarten teachers there can give them. My other granddaughter is much older.
That's a new one for volunteering in schools from half a world away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she's a kindergarten teacher and her daughter-in-law is a kindergarten teacher as well. Well, not kindergarten.
She's in Penang reading stories and they're using them in the class in Qatar.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And that is really amazing. Yeah, the teacher does that as well, but
I'm sure she appreciates the support.
I've got to do something here because, Mike Contreras, he's giving a talk in a minute and I was going to join it. Let me see if I can share a screen. I'll show you what it is. If I can find it here, where is it? It must be over here, maybe. I'm just guessing. Share this. Over here. Here we go. There we are. Yep. There we go. This is, are you familiar with this conference that's taking place in Greece right now? It's a, I don't know what you can see there. Anyway, this is the conference. Should I make that a little bit smaller?
I have been following this since yesterday. Some sessions are very nice.
Yes. Well, I saw Michael Carrier yesterday, and today I saw Russell Stannard. And I want to catch this one by Michael Contreras. I don't know if you know Mike, but he's a webhead, and he's also into Minecraft, and he's an EVO. Oh, he was doing flipped learning with the EVO session in flipped learning. And he's talking right now, or in a few minutes. I'm not sure exactly what time it is. All my computers are giving different times, and my watch as well. I was going to look it up on timeanddate.com.
Can you share the link, Vance?
Yes. Let me see if I can share it. Hang on a minute. Let me stop the share. Okay. I've got so many windows open here. Okay, here we go. It's at learningtogether.com. Let me just see if I can. Oh, there's a Facebook page there. Let's see. I'll do a screen share if I can. I'm getting there now, so I'll just see if I can share what I'm doing here. Okay, so that's this one right there. Okay, so that's Learning Together and upcoming events. And this is what we're doing right now, and this is what Mike is doing. And there's a Facebook page here, so let me copy that, because you have to register. Although, actually, you can come to this page and get all the Zoom links, and they'll let you right in. So here's the Facebook page. But actually, if you go to that page, let me give you. There's the Facebook page. I don't know if they would be able to register right now, but if you go to, let's see, it's not that page, but upcoming events. Hang on a minute. I can give you a link that will work. This is the link right there, which is to the conference activities. I'll put that here. Okay, so that one's going in the text chat. And that one, if you go there, and you'll land right where my cursor is right now. If you scroll down, you can find the Zoom links for Mike, and then there's Language of COVID and the Good, Bad, and Ugly of Online Teaching, Cliff Perry. Three yet to go. So anyway, this one, Mike is talking about teaching writing online. So I think I'd like to do it. What I could do is I could do it on my other computer if I stop the Facebook. Stop share. Here we go. So you got the links there. So if you want to continue, I could assign a co-host here. Should I do that?
I'm actually keen to go as well to watch. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Me too. Thank you very much. Good seeing you.
Hello.
See you.
Okay. Okay. Nina's hand was up. Was that I want to be a co-host or bye? Which was that?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, anyway, thank you very much for coming. This is, I forgot where we are right now. This is May 31st, 2020. This is Talon event number 23. And this is the 10th WebEds in Action Revival Sunday meeting and Learning Together episode 468. So I like to get all that stuff out on my Zoom meetings. So anyway, thanks everybody.
Thank everybody. It was good to see you.
Yeah, nice to
thanks everyone.
Did you know we started an hour earlier than you arrived?
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, but okay. I had a splitting headache, and I was trying to get it under control before I logged in.
Okay, just checking if you're aware of the time. Okay, yeah. Fine. Well, nice to see you.
Really here, nice to see you. Sort of half asleep.
I'm going to thank stop the all. Live stream on Facebook.
Good to see you, everybody.
Good to see everybody.
Please,
okay, Graham.
Young webhead.
Thanks,
young
Freya.
Webhead saying goodbye. Yeah, I like that. That's a good one.
We have to choose one then.
Yeah. Oh, I love the cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cat was good.
All right.
Okay, I like the webhead soldier for some reason.
Okay. Okay. Cheers. Have a good Sunday.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.